to the Red Dirt Road Podcast. We got myself, Marshall, and Alex Breitenbach. How's it going, man?
Good to be back, man. It's good to be back. You know, I just got back to Ithaca. I just had my fall break. Did a little vacationing in Canada. Went up to Montreal. Got to see some sights. But now I'm back. So it's all good.
I saw that. Saw you went up there. What was that about?
Oh, dude. It was honestly, I went with a couple of my fraternity brothers. It was a good time. We went to go see some sights and, go to a couple bars, a couple pubs. And they have a couple good nightclubs. It's just the cover charges really get you. It's like, you know, a $40 cover charge for most of these bars.
Ooh, $40 for a bar? That must become kind of special bar.
It's like, I know. It's not a gentleman's club. I mean, we tried that, but, you know.
$40 for a regular bar? What the heck?
Yeah, $40 cover charge, not including drinks, which that was a little absurd. But honestly, the best bang for your buck is to go to the little local yokel pubs. They have, like, good house beer and, like, house tap stuff. Good Canadian Pilsner. It was all good.
I saw that you went to all the way to Canada and went to a Tim Hortons. Come on, man. Support the local Canadian economy.
Hey. I had to go to Timmy's. Although, honestly, like, the local yokel coffee shops in Montreal are where it's at. Like, you know, if you go to some of these little
I'm sure they're places, better than Tim Hortons.
Oh, far better than Tim Hortons. Are you kidding me? You get really good espresso and stuff. But no, Tim Hortons is a rite of passage if you go to Canada. Gotcha.
All right, so we got this. We're about halfway through of this 100 Proof Neon album. First time that we've had you on here in a little while to talk about one of these songs, If Love Ever Comes My Way Again. So before we get into this, actually, you haven't been on here a while, so I'm going to drop this on you. Give me an overrated country artist.
An overrated country artist. One right now.
Could be one from the past or one right now.
I think, okay, and now it's okay. When I say it's overrated, I mean it's overplayed. I think Zach Bryan right now is overplayed.
Ooh, that's a spicy take right
now. No, I'm not saying I don't like Zach Bryan. I really like Zach Bryan. It's just I can't go anywhere without seeing a reference or hearing something in the orange. And that's kind of ruined it for me. Because, like, I loved that song when it first came out. It was a great song. Now I just think it's been overplayed. And now everybody likes it. And it's like, ah.
I don't really hear it that often. I see it on YouTube and stuff like that. But I don't really hear it that much. I guess it's becoming more popular. I see it on Facebook and stuff like that. People have found out about him. But I get what you're saying a little bit. His songs are very similar. They all kind of sound the same. Yeah. That kind of, you know, there's this kind of new breed of country that is just like acoustic music. And that's kind of, a lot of his songs are just acoustic. You know, some of them have they lack the steel guitar. They lack the full development of the song. So yeah. I get you. I'm going to throw out a spicy take right
here.
That's
a good point.
This is a guy, not a new singer. This guy is passed away, but has a few great songs. But I tell you what, I've been listening to his greatest hits albums. And after you get past a few, John Denver, man, I'm not a big John Denver fan.
Really?
He's got, you know, those popular songs. Awesome. Love them. But once you get a little bit deeper, I don't know, this guy, he should have replicated those popular songs, man. Country Roads, Take Me Home, and whatnot. And I'm not a big John Denver fan. He kind of just has this voice that just kind of trails and stuff like that throughout the song. And they call him the Mickey Mouse of country music. He's not, I don't know about him. I saw him, reason I bring him up, he was ranked number 100 out of 100 on the Rolling Stone magazine for top country artists ever. And so I felt like I would listen to some more of his music and Man, I really did not care for it. I couldn't even finish the album.
Which album did you listen to?
Just greatest hits. I think it was called The Essential John Denver.
Yeah, that. I mean, I'll be honest. Like, he's got a lot of good songs, but I don't think he has a good album. Like each one of his albums has the songs that you pick and choose off of them. They don't, like, there's just not a good whole work of his, I think.
I could see that. I could see that. Might have to do some deeper digging there, but yeah. Anyways, onto this song. So a little thing about this song, if Love Ever Comes My Way, written by the Beaver Brothers, Brett and Jim, and also Drake Milligan. Very interesting, these three guys, because you got Brett and Jim, who I'm not sure how old they are, but they're in their probably what, 50, something like that. Country music singer songwriters. And Brett, he's a producer, bass player. They're from Texas. They both had a lot of success. One of the songs Brett has co-written is What Was I Thinking by Dierks Bentley. Great song that we've reviewed on here. And then Jim, a song I picked out that he co-wrote is Watching Airplanes by Gary Allen. That's a great one. But then Drake Milligan, he comes in here. He's a lot younger. He's 24 years old, and he's an actor and country music singer, born in 1998, and he's from Texas, from Mansfield, Texas. And he has one album that was released last month called Dallas/Fort Worth. So those are the songwriters on here.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a mid-tempo sort of a song, just over 3 minutes long. First verse, he's talking about there's a sunset and this man is hurting and he's swearing that he won't be the fool that he's been if love ever comes his way again. And the second or the chorus, the man is asking himself, why did I say goodbye? Why did I save my pride? Interesting vocals here. Did you notice this in the chorus here? It's like,
yes.
Why did I say goodbye?
I didn't like it.
Yeah, it was a little weird. It reminded me of some kind of old school pop song. I don't remember the bands that used this, but was it the Beach Boys? Did they kind of use?
Yes, the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys, the Mamas and the Papas did that as well. And then, like, that's more barbershop quartet stuff, like you see, like, in the, 50s, 60s, like the Everly Brothers and stuff. But, I mean, I didn't really think it fit very well. It would have been just fine in Ronnie Dunn's tenor range. Like, he didn't have to use his falsetto. He could have just used his head voice there, and it would have sounded amazing.
Yeah, it was a strange choice. I think this was produced by Ronnie Dunn, so he chose to put that in there. But, I mean, it would be worse, I guess, if the whole song was like that. Man, that would be terrible.
Oh, man. That's like Frankie Valli at that point. Like, was it walk like a man, talk like a man?
So, second verse mentions neon lights, which I've been keeping track. Every single song of this album so far mentions the words neon lights or neon light, except for actually the one before this. I think it's the one right before this. I did not check on the blade. Forgot about the blade. Oh, I think the blade and where the neon lies do not mention neon lights, but this is the fifth one so far of the album that mentions neon light. And so that's a common thing that keeps coming up here. The second verse, he's kind of talking about things that he could do since he's single, go to a bar, dance with a girl, but he says it wouldn't feel right. And then you got another chorus here. So what do you think about this song?
I think it's a decent song. I mean, I'm not going to say I didn't like the song as a whole. I just said I didn't like the chorus. I think that, it's a good song. Well, I'm biased because I like Drake Milligan. I love Drake Milligan. I really got into him ever since he was on America's Got Talent. And ever since then, I kind of been listening to a lot of his songs that he wrote and a lot of songs that he, produced. So I'm kind of biased about that. But at the same time, I think that Ronnie Dunn could have done the chorus better. I think that everything else in this song is pretty decent. Like, you know, the storyline and stuff. I like the whole plot of the song. I just don't like the chorus. It's not a very good hook.
No, I'm not a big fan of the chorus. That sound that he makes is kind of weird. Overall, though, I do like the song. I think it's, you know, pretty much like you just said. I think it's, you know, when we do our album review, I'll probably put this towards the middle of the album. It definitely will not be towards the end. Maybe could be the upper half, you know. So I think it's a pretty good song. I like the verses. I think it goes well with his voice, but yeah, I don't like the chorus. No.
Yeah, that no. I think we can definitely agree on that.
Definitely much agreement there.
Yeah.
So yeah, not a whole lot else to say about this one. I guess before we go, we're in October here, Halloween season. How about we end it with your top Halloween film that you're
Oh,
well, are you, but you're that you just, how about last Halloween film that you watched recently?
Last Halloween film that I watched, it was definitely one of the Halloween films. It was either that or it was Ghostbusters, because I like getting into spooky season. I'm still trying to pick out my costume because, you know, of course, our fraternity is going to be throwing an event for Halloween. You know, we already know should get Dirty Doug up here for Halloween. Beside the point, in terms of Halloween movies, I think the last one was Halloween with Michael Myers and all that.
I've been getting into some Disney Plus, so I've been, a little more on the family friendly side of things. I don't normally do that, but there's a lot of those kind of spooky kind of family movies that, I never really used to watch, but I've been getting into Hocus Pocus, just watched because they got the second one, and then Halloween Town. So I watched those two. Yep.
Did I just hear that you admit that you're becoming an adult officially? Because, like, this is new. Like, you know, I love Disney Plus. I love Disney Plus, but that's like, you know, Hocus Pocus, all that new stuff. Hey, you know, that's cool.
No, those are old movies. Those are from the 90s.
Oh, really? Oh, I haven't seen it. I got to watch it.
They just made Hocus Pocus 2. I've seen these movies like bits and pieces, but I've never seen them all the way through. So I watched them. You know, the original Hocus Pocus, I mean, it's okay. Halloween Town, I think a little bit better. I'd probably give it 3 out of 5.
I definitely watch Disney Plus from Star Wars.